Okay. Well,
this morning, I'd like for you to turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Gospel of John, chapter 3. We're going to spend a little time in one of my favorite sections in the Word, in John, chapter 5. Gospel of John, chapter 5. But before we get there, I wanted to read a little bit of this record, which is familiar, I think, to most of you. John chapter 3. This is the record of Nicodemus when he came to Jesus Christ by night. There was a man, verse 1 of chapter 3, of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Why, thanks, Nicodemus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, born from above, born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And the next verse explains that. For that which is born of the flesh is what? Flesh. That's to be born of water. And that which is born of the Spirit is what? Spirit. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about life. Verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Born again. Okay. This is what Jesus Christ came to bring. He goes on in this record because Nicodemus was kind of blown away by this. And Jesus says, Wow, you're a master of Israel and you don't know this? You don't know this? Because this is what it was all about. Right? You know, John 3. We're going to go to John 5 right now. The 3. And we all know this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. See? So with these things in mind, I want you to go to John chapter 5. This is the record of a man, a lame man, who was laid at this pool, and he gets healed. Jesus Christ heals him. Okay, take up your bed and walk. So the man walks, instantly healed. Isn't that something? So, verse 10, true to form. The Judeans therefore said unto him that was cured, Hey, it's the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed. Ha! It's not lawful for you to be healed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Now watch this. And they asked him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up your bed and walk? And he that was healed, he didn't know who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. It was crowded. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, you're made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Wow, this guy had been given a shot. That's something. Now watch this. The man departed and ran right to the Jews and told them it was Jesus which made him whole. That's something. Gave him up. And therefore, because of this, did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Really something. You know, one might say to yourself, why did Jesus heal him? I know this, and we're going to read it in a few minutes. He was doing God's will. See, but these are the type of things, you know, you read or you know, similar things happen to you. It's like, well, why? I don't know. The guy had a great shot, but he was emphasizing the wrong life. So, verse 17, Jesus answered them, "My Father works hitherto, and I work." God tells me to heal a man. I don't care if it's a Sabbath or not. Do you understand? God works, I work. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that you might marvel." That you might wonder with amazement is what it means. "For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he will." Whoa! We just went way beyond healing here, didn't we? Yeah. Yeah. "For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the" who? Unto the Son. See? He's committed all judgment unto the Son. You can read about this in 1 Corinthians 15. That authority that's been given Jesus Christ. That all things are subject unto him. Everything God has subjected to him. Verse 23. "That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from" what? Death unto life. He's passed from death unto life. What kind of life did Jesus Christ come to bring? What did we read in John 3?
Everlasting spirit.
Spirit. Right. Spirit with everlasting, which results in everlasting life. But it's spirit. So, he believes on me. Verse 25. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall" what? "Shall live." We're going to keep reading. "For as the Father has life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have" what?
Life
in himself. See? This is something. Earlier we just read, God quickeneth, and he's given that authority to the Son. It's interesting. Verse 27. "And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." Verse 28. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall" what?
Hear
his voice. Now, here in verse 28, all they that are where?
In the graves.
In the graves are going to hear his voice. All of them. All of them. Right? Verse 25, I'm going back. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that what? Hear. Shall live. They that hear. These dead, not all will hear. What kind of dead are we talking about? That's something. Right. Right. That's the kind of dead we're talking about here. Keep your finger here. Let's go to a couple of verses, and then we're going to come back. I want to come back to this, okay? They that hear the voice of the Son of God. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. But I want you to turn to Ephesians. They that hear. They that hear. You know, Jim Nichols did a great teaching. It's well worth your time listening to. It's on the PA website. I forget what it's called. Hearing?
Hearing.
It's called hearing. Wonderful. Wonderful teaching. That's this word, the same word that we just read in John. Hearing. It can mean to audibly hear, but also is used, it's the phrase where Jesus Christ says, hearing that you might hear. Or ears to hear. See? Well, if you have ears, you're going to what?
Hear.
Right, but he's not talking about just hearing something. There's more to it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You're considering. There's understanding that happens. See? And that's this word that was used in John 5, hearing the voice of the Son of God. Shall pass from death unto life. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, and you, or even you, who were dead in what? Trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our manner of living, manner of life, in times past, and the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath made us alive, quickened, made us alive together with who? With Christ. Isn't that something? Okay. Verse 8, for by grace are you saved through believing, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. See? In 1 John, there's a section of Scripture that says, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. Right? What is it to have the Son? See? What is it to hear the voice of the Son? Pretty neat. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to go back to the Gospel of John here in just a moment. What an awesome verse. Yeah. Verse 14. Wherefore, he saith, it should read, wherefore it saith, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall what? Shall give thee light. Isn't that something? Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. It's just beautiful. We were dead. We were born without spirit. That's it. Jesus Christ came to bring life. Spirit life. Now, I want you to go back to the Gospel of John. I'm going to read verse 25 again, then I want to show you something else.
All
Yes, John 5, verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall what? Shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. They that hear the voice of the Son of God. In John chapter 6, we're not going to read this whole record, but it's sort of neat. There's a record of Jesus Christ feeding, I forget how many thousand it was in this record, but a bunch of folks. Okay? And after that's all done, the disciples take off in a boat. Jesus stays behind. Well, the folks all stay there because they saw Jesus stayed behind. That's right. Well, what Jesus does is he takes a walk and goes over to the other side. These guys, they wake up and they see boat's gone. Jesus isn't here. So they go over to the other side seeking Jesus. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Sounds wonderful. But Jesus knows something. And he tells them in verse 10 of 6. I think it's verse 10. No, I'm sorry. It is verse 26. Yes. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were what? They were looking for a meal. They were looking for a meal. That's something. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat which endures unto what? Everlasting life. Which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. They said unto him, well, what are we going to do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. That you believe on him whom he hath sent. So they come back with, well, what sign do you show us? They're trying to get another meal. What sign do you show us? Our fathers ate manna in the desert. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. God gave Israel bread. Right? Got any more bread? Boy, isn't that sad? That's where their head was. See? That's where their head was. It was all about this life. They totally missed it. So Jesus Christ, so this explains why you read some of the things that you read in this chapter in 6. But again, it's figurative. Verse 32, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread, not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Isn't that something? See? What kind of life? Spirit. They said unto him, Lord, oh, give us this bread. Where are their heads? He's talking about what kind of life? They're talking about what kind of life? Soul life. He's talking about the life that he, as the last Adam, came to bring. They're talking about the life that they got from Adam. He's focused on the life that God sent him to bring, which would issue an everlasting life. They're focused on this physical life. You ever hear of such a thing? Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. Not only my bread, I'm drink. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. Let's go down to verse
Oh, Lord.
Verse 40, he talks about believing on him that they have everlasting life. Verse 41, oh, there's a shocker. The Jews are upset because he said he was the bread which came down from heaven. Verse 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me hath everlasting life. Verse 48, I am the bread of life. This is the bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and what? Not die. In John 5, they that hear the voice of God hear, he that eats him. Something, isn't it? I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Wow. Wow. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can he give us flesh to eat? Where were their heads? See, isn't this something? They totally missed the life that Jesus Christ came to bring. And they kept the emphasis on that soul life, on what they perceived to be their needs, because that's where their heads were at. Verse 56. Oh, this is great. Verse 55. My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. Isn't that beautiful? See, what's he teaching here? See, what's he teaching? I came to bring the real life. You know, later on in this chapter, he says, the words that I speak unto you, they're spirit. The flesh profits what?
Nothing.
See? I came to bring life. Who eats of me will never hunger again. You'll never thirst again. See? This is the real life. That's what he's teaching. Isn't that something? It's beautiful. In John 5, we read, then that hear the voice of the Son of God. Let's go back to John 5 and read a little bit more. Then we'll wrap it up. Let's read verse 28 again. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. And shall come forth, they that have done good, under the resurrection of life. They that have done evil, under the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. By the way, this resurrection, you know, the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, under damnation. I know that a lot of times you hear people will see, here are the two resurrections. And there are two resurrections. But what he is speaking to is the result of the two resurrections. Follow? Life or not life? Okay. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness isn't true. There's another that bears witness of me. And I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You sent unto John, and he bare witness of the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. Not even John's testimony was going to do it. He was a burning and a shining light. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. Now watch this. This is so great. And the Father himself which has sent me hath borne witness of me. The Father himself has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent, him you believe not. Search the what? Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which what? Testify of me. See? The greater witness for the scriptures. That's the subject of the Word of God. Do you understand? And Jesus Christ would fulfill those works that were given him to do in Scripture. And then God would establish him as the Son of God by raising him from the dead. Isn't that something? And you will not come to me that you might have what? Life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God abiding in you. See? And then he goes on to teach them, look, because he goes right back to the scriptures. I'm not going to accuse. Well, let's just read it. I come in my Father's name and you receive me not. Verse 43. If another shall come in his own name, you'll hear him. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God? See, boy, I tell you, that's humility. Jesus Christ only sought the honor that came from God. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There's one that accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he what? He wrote of me. But you believe not his writings? How shall you believe my words? Isn't that something? They didn't believe the scripture. They thought they knew the scripture, but did they? No way did they know the scripture. They knew verses. See? They knew verses they could condemn men with. They understood how to use verses to lay burdens on people and make people feel bad, make people feel guilty, make people do their bidding. They didn't know the scripture, did they? Because the scripture revealed and testified to who? Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? It's really great. You know, isn't it awesome to be among those that have heard the voice of the Son of God? Didn't? There's another place where it says, all those who see the Son of God will have everlasting life. Isn't that something? Now, I haven't seen Jesus Christ, but I've seen him. I haven't heard his voice, but I've heard his voice. So have you. See? You confessed him as Lord. Isn't that something? I'm going to close in Titus. I just thought of this. If you have the stamina to bear with me for another minute. I love this scripture. Oh, it's just so awesome. Titus 3. Verse 3 says, for we ourselves also were sometimes, or at one time it means, foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts, pleasures, living in malice. We were dead. That's basically what it means. We were dead. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing. That basically means a bath. That's basically what that word means. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of what? Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And the renewing, that regeneration and renewing of Holy Spirit. That life that Jesus Christ came to bring. See? This is the life that we want to become better and better at emphasizing in our walks. See? I have spirit. This is a new day. You know, that regeneration is, it's kind of neat. It's things made new. We have spirit. And because of spirit, things are different. Do you understand? They're different. This word is used another place. It's in Matthew, I think it's 19, where Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples, and he says, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on his throne, you'll sit on your thrones and judge the tribes of Israel.
Wow.
Things are going to be really different when Jesus Christ is sitting on that throne. That's not today. But right now, things are different because of spirit. Isn't that something? And it's not by works. It's just simply that we believed on Jesus Christ. It's free. It's free to us. Cost God everything, but it's free to us. See? And we walk by that spirit. Because it's God that works in us to will and do of his good pleasure. That's not conditional. He says he does. See? Do we believe that?
Yes.
Amen. Me too. So, Father, thanks for your word. And thanks for all that Jesus Christ came to bring. And that, Father, we have that eternal life. And we know that we know that we know that that day is coming when we're going to be with our Lord. In the meantime, Father, we walk by that Spirit. We walk in that nature that we've received. Thank you, Father, for how you work in us, how you've loved us, and for the incredible future that we have. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.